Our scripture reading for this morning is taken from the Gospel of St. John, the 14th chapter, beginning with verse 26, where our Lord says, "The Helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you all things and bring to your remembrance all things that I said to you. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. Not as the world gives do I give to you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid." These are your words, Heavenly Father. They are your truth. We pray that you would increase our faith through them. Amen. Following a bank robbery near Mankato many years ago, it is reported that Jesse James buried a large cache of gold and coins and money somewhere on the north side of Judson and on the edge of the Minnesota River. Get your Geiger counters. Back in the 1860s, there was a band of Native Americans who were angry with the fact that the white people were not treating them very well, and they came and raided the kind of a settler's trading post and took off with them a huge treasury box full of gold. And while they were being pursued by authorities, rumor has it that they paused somewhere on a hillside outside of St. Cloud and buried it, hoping to come back, and then forgot where they put it. How frustrating it would be to know that there's something of such amazing value just sitting there unused and unknown, and that nobody will maybe ever find. When we think what our Lord Jesus accomplished for us on the cross and by his resurrection, and the wonderful hope that that gives us, the power over death itself and immortality, when we think of what a tremendous treasure that is, and yet it would have all gone unknown, it would have all been undiscovered, were it not for the gift of the Holy Spirit, for the work of Pentecost. If it weren't for Pentecost, there would be no Christmas, there would be no Easter. The treasure of what our Lord had done for us would have stayed buried and hidden from us. Jesus says in our text, "The Holy Spirit will teach you all things and bring to your remembrance all things that I said to you." He continually refers in the Gospels to this Holy Spirit, the Comforter, as the one who will guide them into all truth and to lead them to see and to know the truth. Our Lord Jesus had to send him because he knows our deficiencies. He knows the condition of human beings by ourselves when it comes to spiritual matters and things of God. God has to reveal himself to us. Just think of what man comes up with by himself when left to his own devices in trying to find God. We go and search the planets and the stars thinking that we're going to find some hope in figuring out a pattern to them. Some people go and tear open the bodies of dead animals and spread their organs out and try to determine what the future is going to hold based on that. Others take enormous pine trees and cut them down and spend years carving them to look like birds and animals and bow down to them. In Egypt, when they would bury your body, they would place a small nail between your teeth because they believed that your soul continued to live in your dead corpse and would go in and out during the day and night. And even here in the United States, and all of our great education, some of the weird ideas that people have come up with. We used to live down in southern Florida, and in Fort Myers, Florida, back in the 1800s, there was a guy by the name of Cyrus Teed, and he established a religion, and basically it was this, that if you think of the world as a globe, and that we live on the exterior of that globe, he believed it was just the opposite. We live on the interior of the globe, and that we're looking in toward a ball, which is the universe, and God is inside of that. And he had strange ideas about how we living on the inside of that globe, trying to look for God, should try to find him. He had them bury his body in a certain place because he believed that he could rise again from the dead just in a matter of a few years. A hurricane changed all of that. We shake our heads at all these things and think they're so weird and so strange, and it's right, we should. They're silly. Some of them are just absolutely ridiculous. But this is the best we have. This is the best we come up with by ourselves. What idea would I have come up with about who God is and how to find God and how to be right with God? If we were left to our own devices, if everybody in this room was just left to come up with our own thoughts, what weird ideas would we come up with? What strange thing would we be bowing down to? As a great hymn writer, Tobias Klausnitzer, the first hymn in our hymn book, and he says it this way, "All our knowledge, sense, and sight lie in deepest darkness shrouded." And isn't that a statement about the human condition if God doesn't intervene and reveal himself to us? So our Lord Jesus knows our problem, and he knows how desperately we need to have God come and pull the curtain back so we can know what's going on, to come and reveal himself to us, to let us know where the treasure is and what Christ has done for us. Martin Luther talks about this very passage when he says this. He says, Jesus is saying this to us, "When I have left you and you find no comfort or support in the world, when all the world will be against you and when the devil will beset you, and when you see the terror of God's wrath before you with melancholy and gloomy thoughts about your own weaknesses, alarming your conscience and filling your heart with fear so that you might well be in despair, I will send you," he says, Christ says, "I will send you from my Father and in my place the Holy Spirit, who will be your counselor and your defender. He shall comfort and strengthen your hearts so you may possess fearless hearts and courage." This is what our Lord Jesus wants for us and why he has sent the Holy Spirit, the helper, the counselor, the defender. Aren't those great names for him? This is why he has sent him into the world to find us so we could know the truth. Your soul inside of you, just like with me, our souls are like a sparrow that's flying around trying to find a place to land in this world, trying to find something that's going to give us hope and that's going to give us fulfillment and it's going to give us some lasting pleasure and something that we can believe in. And we land on different things. There's money. There are certain things that excite us and give us pleasure and joy. We find certain things that for a while temporarily seem to be the place where our soul should rest, but then it keeps wanting to fly on to other things because those things always move and crumble and tremble and fade away. And my soul and your soul will never, ever find a place of lasting rest were it not for the work of God the Holy Spirit guiding us to the solid oak of Christ and to his cross and to what he has done for us. Because there in Christ crucified is where we find what Jesus is talking about, the peace that lasts, the peace that is enduring, not just for a while in this life, not just to kind of give you a little temporary feeling of good, but will last forever and increases in its joy and pleasure in the life that is to come. And so in order to get us there, the Holy Spirit is the one that has to lead us to find it, because we'd never know where this is on our own. We would never know where this treasure is hidden by ourselves. And so he is the one that has to take us through God's word, and he takes us in a very strange direction. He takes us to repentance to begin with. He takes you to look at your own evil inside of your heart, down in your conscience, the most wicked part of who I am, the most evil, wicked, evil part of us. And he says, because of this, you would have no hope of knowing God. You would have no hope of heaven. And you need to face it. And you need to drop on your knees spiritually before God and confess it. And then he graciously picks us up and brings us to the cross. And he says, this is where your answer is to be found. God has sacrificed himself on your behalf so that the payment for your wickedness and evil that I just pointed out to you could now be completely erased. Your sins are forgiven. You are now right with God. You are holy and perfect in his sight. Just believe it. Just trust in that. St. Paul says, having been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, and we now rejoice in the hope of the glory of God. This is why Pentecost is so awesome, because we can have this now. We can possess all of this.